And welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Today's lesson, called The History of Occupational Therapy, we'll discuss how people's lives are being changed through occupational therapy. Now, this might not be a very popular topic to you, but it will be very, very useful. So the first question I want you to think about is, what is occupational therapy? It's a great question. And what did Adolf Meyer emphasize? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin talking about occupational therapy. Follow me.
The History of Occupational Therapy. Helping people live full lives, one task at a time. When I first met Ava 2 years ago, she was 8 years old, and her left hand was perpetually curled into a fist. Ava had cerebral palsy, which prevents the muscles in her hand from relaxing, making it difficult to use. But with help from a team of experts, Ava has slowly learned how to relax her hand and has begun using it to help her carry items. One key aspect of this treatment is occupational therapy, a profession dedicated to helping people accomplish all their daily tasks, professional and otherwise.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 occupational therapy 这个专有名词。Occupational 是指职业的或者是工作的，所以 occupational therapy 就是指职能治疗，是指以有目的性的活动来恢复病人的身心健康。例如 ，through consistent occupational therapy, the patient who has suffered a stroke gradually learned how to take care of himself.透过持续性的职能治疗，这位中风患者已经渐渐学会如何照顾自己。如果是职能治疗师的话，就是把 therapy 变成 therapist, T-H-E-R-A-P-I-S-T。继续我们看 perpetually 这个副词。perpetually 是指向来、总是或者是长期地。例如 Janet somehow manages to find the things she needs from her perpetually messy desk.不知道什么原因 ，Janet 总是可以从她向来乱七八糟的书桌中找到她需要的东西，或者是 Samantha is perpetually needy and never tries to solve her problems by herself. Samantha 总是需要别人帮助，从来不曾试着自己解决问题。如果去掉 ly, perpetual 就是形容词，例如 The operator put me on perpetual hold, so I hung up.这位接线生让我无止境的等下去，所以我就挂电话了。
Are going through occupational therapy,、mm-hmm. but do you know how far back occupational therapy goes?
Let me see. I wonder if our lesson says that somewhere. Gabe, that's what we're going to be talking about today, the history of occupational therapy.
Exactly. So let's get started right here.Next to the title, you read, Helping People Live Full Lives, One Task at a Time. And we're going to be taking our lesson one sentence at a time, or one word at a time, or one example at a time. Right, Rebecca? Do you have any examples for this sentence pattern?
Absolutely. It reminds me of...My niece and nephews, sometimes I give them a plate of food.、Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really not that much food on it, but they're so young, so they think there's a lot of food. And I look at Audrey and say, Audrey, you can eat the entire plate of food just one bite at a time.
Okay, so、mm-hmm. that way she doesn't get too scared by all the food that's on her plate. You don't eat everything at the same time, you just do it one bite at a time.At a time.
Or have you ever seen a messy room?
Yes, Rebecca.
You know, a room that just has stuff all over the place?
I used to live in one.
Oh, really?
Until I cleaned it up.
And I bet you cleaned it up one step at a time.
You're right, Rebecca. One step at a time. You know that song? Only one step at a time. I forget the rest of the words, but it kind of sounds like that. Yeah. So one step at a time, friends. Don't try to do everything at once. Just take it one step at a time. Rebecca.
Yes?
I think there's a great movie that came out several months ago.
What movie is that?
It's called Hacksaw Ridge. Directed by Mel Gibson.
And I know you're going to ask me if I saw that movie. The answer is no, I did not.
Okay, well, that's not what I was... Yeah, it's a really good movie. I think you should see it. It's a little bit violent, but friends, if you're not scared of the violence, see this movie. This man, he was dedicated to saving people one life at a time. He kept saying, just one more person, just one more person in the middle of World War II. Okay, so that's just another example of how to use this sentence. Think of another way you can use this, one something at a time.
Well, let's get started at the very beginning of our lesson. This lesson is by Elizabeth Sunshine, and she says, when I first met Ava 2 years ago, she was 8 years old, and her left hand was perpetually curled into a fist. Okay, so that makes it very difficult to do things if your hand is curled up in a fist like this.
Right, and so it was perpetually in a fist. That means it's always there, right? She needs to learn how to do things, maybe one task at a time, right? We're going to continue here. Ava has cerebral palsy, which prevents the muscles in her hand from relaxing, making it difficult to use. So because of the condition of her muscles, it's difficult to use those muscles. It's difficult to relax those muscles when you want to.
Exactly. Now, there's this other sentence pattern that we would like to talk about, and that is to make it or make something adjective to something else. So this actually reminds me of cell phones.
Okay.
You know, once upon a time, way back when, my very first cell phone, it was very small and it had all these different special, well, not a lot of buttons, but it was actually very difficult to use. The newer cell phones have special buttons on them, making them a lot easier to use.
Oh, interesting. You said they have special buttons.
Well, not
were
really
the buttons,
special
like one,
buttons.
Two, three? Is that kind of
well,
difficult?
Well,
no.
I think it's more of, you know, the cell phones these days, they're just faster.
Yeah, they're smarter.
They're smarter. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, smartphones.
Smarter, smartphones. But it just makes them a lot easier to use.
That's true. And that was a great example, Rebecca. And, you know, this reminds me of when we learned scuba diving. Okay, so our instructor, Karina, made scuba diving fun to learn. She made it fun to learn. Or maybe you're studying in the library and someone is playing loud music and you say, you can't play the music in the library. This music is making it hard to focus.
Exactly. And in our lesson, we're talking about this young girl, Ava, who is 8 years old, and her muscle, or her wrist, is kind of in the...
Well, she has cerebral palsy, so she cannot relax her wrist. Exactly, which makes it difficult to use, all right? So, but with help from a team of experts, Ava has slowly learned how to relax her hand and has begun using it to help her carry items. So this is our introduction to the occupational therapy lesson. That's how occupational therapy is helping people like Ava today.
And occupational therapy is a bit interesting to learn about, but it can be a little confusing, I would have to say.
Rebecca, can I quote you on that?
Wait, why?
It's confusing to learn. I'm going to quote you on that.
You know, let's learn more about that question in the
Info Cloud. There you are.
Hello, friends. Whether you're listening to the news or talking with friends, it's not unusual for someone to quote another person. Quoting someone is basically repeating something that the person has said.
Right. Reporters and interviewers often ask the person they're interviewing, can I quote you on that?
But sometimes we hear something someone says that is hard to believe, and we might wonder if it's okay to repeat it. In this situation, we can also ask the person, can I quote you on that?
In this case, asking, can I quote you on that, means that we're taking the other person's words literally and want to know if it's okay to tell other people this information.
For example, if I tell Jack that I don't need his help finishing a big project, he might feel very happy, but he might also feel a little uncertain. Hey, Jack, don't worry about the project. I can finish it on my own.
Can I quote you on that? Are you sure you don't need my help? So, we can also use this question as a negative statement. This lets people know that what we're saying isn't official and the information might not be true.
Don't quote me on this, but I think Patty is looking for a new job.
Good example. Don't quote me on this is often used by politicians or someone being interviewed. Another way to say this is off the record.
Quote 表示引用。记者在采访的时候有时候会问受访者 Can I quote you on that? 我能够引用你的话吗？而受访者有时候会先声明 Don't quote me on this. 不要引用我的话。另一个讲法是 This is off the record. 意思就是我是私底下跟你讲的，这是非正式而且不便公开的。Can I quote you on that? 还有一个用法就是当你听到别人讲出令你难以置信的话，你想要再跟他确认，就可以问 Can I quote you on that? 你真的不需要我留下来加班帮你完成工作吗？言下之意就是这是你说的哦，说话要算话哦，因为有必要的话我会转述哦。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hello everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about occupational therapy. Now we've already learned that occupational therapy can be very useful for those who are having a difficult time using different parts of their body, specifically their hands. Occupational therapy helps people accomplish very important tasks in their daily life. Well, friends, we have more to learn about occupational therapy, so let's continue with our next reading.
The History of Occupational Therapy. Occupations include more than one's job. Any activity with a purpose, from brushing one's teeth to building a table, is an occupation. By helping those with medical conditions succeed in their occupations, occupational therapy, or OT, promotes flourishing as people improve in confidence and function within society. In the 1890s, Adolf Meyer, an American psychiatrist, published several articles that laid the theoretical foundation for occupational therapy. He aimed to help mentally ill patients return to society through satisfying, meaningful activities. He emphasized striking a balance between work, play, and rest.
Alright, 接下来我们看 psychiatrist 这个名词 ,psych 这个字根有心智的意思。所以 psychiatrist 是指精神科医生。例如 ,the psychiatrist prescribed some antidepressants for the patient. 这位心理医生开了一些抗忧郁剂给这位病人。和他容易混淆的另外一个专业名词是 psychologist。Psychologist, 意思是指心理学家，他们不是职业医生，而是研究心理学的专家。例如 ,the research was conducted by a child psychologist from Harvard. 这个研究是由一位哈佛的儿童心理学家执行的。最后我们看的是 theoretical 这个形容词 theoretical 是指理论上的或者是纯理论的例如 the scientist's new finding has a theoretical meaning but lacks practical application 这位科学家的新发现具有理论上的意义但是缺乏实际应用的部分它的名词是 theory T-H-E-O-R-Y 意思就是指理论例如 Einstein's theory of relativity changed the history of science 爱因斯坦的相对论改变了科学的历史 And now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you Michelle Friends, now let's start talking about this word occupation because it appears a lot in our lesson. We read occupations include more than one's job. Now, the reason our lesson mentions this is because your occupation, one definition, is your job. If someone asks what's your occupation, they're asking what your job is.
However, in our lesson, it's more than just your job. Any activity with a purpose...And those activities, according to our lesson, can include brushing one's teeth to even building a table. So those are considered occupations.
And that's because these things occupy your hands mm-hmm. and your body, right? They give them something to do.
Exactly. So by helping those with medical conditions succeed in their occupations, occupational therapy, orOT promotes flourishing as people improve in confidence and function within society. So I think they're trying to say here that occupational therapy actually encourages a flourishing society.
Yeah, and I like that word flourishing in our lesson. I think of flowers or plants when I think of flourishing. The idea is that you're growing and developing in a good way, a healthy rate. Okay, so it encourages...Flourishing, we read on more about the history of occupational therapy. In the 1890s, Adolf Meyer, an American psychiatrist, published several articles that laid the theoretical foundation for OT, or occupational therapy. Now, what does it mean to lay the foundation?
Well, if you lay a foundation for something, that just means that you produce or provide the basic idea or structure for something.And there are many things that you can lay a foundation for. For example, if you're taking a college class or any class, usually the first one or two classes of the semester will lay the foundation for the rest of the semester.
Do you remember learning about Florence Nightingale several months ago? She laid the foundation for modern nursing. At least she changed the way that we think about modern nursing.Well, we continue on here learning about Adolf Meyer. He helped mentally ill patients return to society through satisfying and meaningful activities. And he emphasized striking a balance between work, play, and rest. Now, we've talked about balance before, and a verb we use with this phrase is to strike a balance.
And if you strike a balance, that just means that you find a balance between these three different things. So he knew when to work, when to play, and when to rest. And I hope you do too.
And sometimes we need to strike a balance between, you know, the serious side of teaching and the fun and the challenges with the SC Challenge.
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's time for the SC Challenge. And yes, I know you're very, very excited.Well, today's player, Amanda, I think you will recognize. So, Amanda, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling ready to go, but I am also surprised.
A little surprised because you don't know the question I'm about to ask you. Well, you know, in today's society, it seems like people work really, really hard. And sometimes I find that it's hard to balance work, play, and rest. Mm. So, Amanda, how do you balance work, play and rest?
Oh, Rebecca, that is a great question. I try to balance it by exercising more or spending time in the park by my house to have some more rest. And play, I like to go and watch movies. I like to spend time with my friends because we do work quite hard. Mm-hmm. So I'm always conscious that I need a good work, play, rest balance.
Excellent. And if you were to see someone working overtime, how could you encourage them to take some more time to balance their life out and rest?
Well, if I see that, then sometimes I will invite them to come and do something fun, maybe eat a meal together or go and do something together so that they also get to experience having play in their life.
Do you find that it's difficult for people to find a balance in their life?
Yes, I think today it's very difficult. We have long working hours, and so we really need to be conscious to make sure we put rest and play even into our schedule.
Indeed. So friends, what about you? How do you balance work, play, and rest? Or for some of you, it's studying, playing, and resting. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's SC Challenge. Amanda, thank you for sharing with us. It was excellent, and we'll see you all next time.
Welcome back to Twin Time, friends. I'm Christina.
And I'm Serena.
And it's time to review. Do you remember how to play? Great. Let's begin. We'll show you four words that appear in today's lesson. We have three sentences for you, and they all have a missing word. You have to fill in the blank with the correct word.
And the words are perpetually, psychiatrist, cerebral palsy, and dedicated.
Wow, these words are not easy. But I think you can do it. The first sentence is, Kelly's wants her to take medication twice a week.
You have four guesses. Which word do you think it is? If you guessed psychiatrist, then you are correct. Kelly's psychiatrist wants her to take medication twice a week.
A psychiatrist is a medical doctor who treats someone with mental illness. Okay, here's the next sentence. Mrs. Green is very to her students. You got the answer correct. Mrs. Green is very dedicated to her students. This means she puts a lot of time and energy into her students because they are very important to her.
Mrs. Green sounds like a wonderful teacher. All right, here's one last sentence. The child is asking questions. I think you know the answer. Right, the child is perpetually asking questions.
Perpetually. This means very often or always. Well done, everyone. We look forward to reviewing with you again very soon. See you next time on
Twin Time.
We are not yet through talking about occupational therapy.
Oh, no. We have more to learn next time right here at
Studio Classroom.
So come back.
A lifetime.